Dr. Kizza Beach said the N95 and KN95 masks provide the best protection against COVID-19 as a result of its close-fitting nature. The CMO also outlined the safest ways for an individual to put on or take off a mask.
N95, the KN95, so those are the ones you would recommend. If you are not using an N95 or a KN95 mask, and you have your cloth mask, because all of us have, you know, cloth masks at home, or you might have surgical masks, you can double mask. So you're not going to double mask with a cloth, you're not going to double mask with a surgical, meaning you're not going to wear two cloth or two surgical masks. You would wear the surgical mask on first, and then you would put the cloth mask over that. But what you're really trying to do is to eliminate the space on the sides. That's where stuff gets in. So you need a close fit. That's why the N95 is so good, because you get a close fit so that things don't come in. And just something I want to remind persons about, I recommend that you get a string, a cord, where if you have to take your mask off to eat or to drink some water, you take it off and it falls mask onto your chest, and not that you pull it down, because what's happening, you have the mask on to prevent anything coming at you. So when you take your mask off and you pull it down, that inner surface of the mask is then going to get all that exposed material on your neck. And then when you bring it back up, you have just eliminated the protection. So you're now bringing it back up and then you have it. So this chin mask and that neck mask is not, you know, it's not helpful at all.
Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Simone Kizza Beach. Regionally, the Caribbean Development Bank, CDB, said it had mobilized over $80 million specifically to help its borrowing member countries meet the increased and changing needs brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Trinidad and Tobago since the outbreak now stands at 112,019. Internationally, with more than 30 new COVID-19 cases being detected daily ahead of the Beijing Olympics, organizers say they aren't worried and expect numbers to drop within days. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization said a sub-variant of Omicron has now been detected in 57 countries. In some countries, the sub-variant now accounts for over half of sequenced Omicron cases. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.